Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早晨好。
Can we turn to a few portion of the scriptures?
我们来翻几处的圣经。
Starting in Matthew chapter 16.
第一处在马太福音十六章。
Matthew 16 and verse 13.
十六章十三节。
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
And then verse 18.
第十八节。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And then another portion of the scriptures in the Old Testament in Proverbs.
第二处是在旧约的箴言。
Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言第三十章。
Verse 24.
24节。
Four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise.
地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。
The Shephanim, verse 26, the Shephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks.
26节，沙番是软弱之类，却在磐石中造房。
And then finally in Psalm 104,
在诗篇104篇。
Psalm 104, verse 18.
104篇十八节。
The high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the Shephanim.
高山为野山羊的住所，磐岩石为沙番的藏处。
Let us bow with a further word of prayer.
我们一起低头有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you that we have the opportunity to come before your word.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你给我们机会到你的话语面前。
Lord, we humbly ask, Lord, that you may open your word and open our eyes.
主，我们谦卑地来到你面前，求你打开你的话。
Lord, we want to understand your will. We want to see you.
主，我们愿意来理解你的旨意，愿意来看到你。
Lord, so may you really use this time to speak to each one of our hearts.
主，求你用这个时间对我们每一个人的心说话。
Lord, we ask for utterance for the speaking and wisdom for the translating.
主，我们求你来高讲的，也高翻译的。
Lord, and we pray that you may give all of us an open heart, an open ear to hear what you have to say to us.
主，你也赐给众人有一个开的耳朵，有一个敞开的心。
Lord, that in these end times we may be able to respond to your calling.
主，在这个末世的时候，我们可以答应你的呼召。
So Lord, we pray that you open up your word to us.
主，我们求你打开你的话。
Touch our hearts.
来触动我们的心。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣宝贵的名求，阿门。
We read a portion of the scriptures that's very familiar to everyone.
我们刚才读的弟兄姊妹都比较熟悉的经文。
And that's in Matthew chapter 16.
这是马太十六章。
We know that in this portion of the scriptures, the Lord brought his disciples to a special place.
我们知道这一段呢，讲到主把他的门徒带到一个特别的地方。
And in that place, he gave some very profound revelations.
在那个地方，主就向他们门徒显示非常奇妙的开启。
The first question the Lord asked was, "Who do people say that I am?"
第一个问题，主就问你，你们说我是谁
？And the disciples said many things.
这些门徒就讲了很多不同的事情。
But here Simon Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
但是西门彼得却说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And then the Lord said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you."
主就对西门彼得说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你。
But my Father who is in heaven.
乃是我在天上的父指示。
So here find the biggest revelation of the universe.
我们在这里就看到在整个全宇宙最大的一个启示。
That's the revelation of Christ. That God the Father throughout eternity had a secret in his heart. Had a beloved in his heart. And here he had revealed it to the disciples. But not only that,
不仅如此,
you see that later on the Lord talks about the church.
不仅如此,
said, upon this rock I will build my church.
就是讲到在这个磐石上,
and then the Lord talks about giving the keys of the kingdom.
主也讲到天国的钥匙,
and then finally he talks about the cross.
也讲到, 十字架,
so these four greatest revelations of the New Testament are all found in this place. So this place that the Lord brought the disciples to
这就是, 主带着门徒所到的地方,
must have been a very special place.
必须是一个,
so we read in verse 13,
在13节我们读到,
so the Lord brought the disciples to the district of Caesarea Philippi.
这里讲到耶稣到了凯撒利亚,
so what is it that you find in Caesarea Philippi?
我们说这个凯撒利亚菲利比到底是哪里?
Some brothers and sisters here probably have visited there before.
我们当中有些弟兄姊妹或许已经到过那里。
But today, if you go to Caesarea Philippi,
但是今天你要到凯撒利亚菲利比,
there you will find a huge rock.
你会看到一个很大的磐石。
And the interesting thing about this rock,
这个磐石的有趣的是,
is that this rock has been cleft.
这个磐石呢有一个裂缝,
and out of that rock or that cave,
就在那个裂缝或者一个洞里面,
there is water that comes out of that cave.
就有水流出。
So what is this place, Caesarea Philippi?
这个凯撒利亚菲利比到底是什么地方?
This place actually sits at the foot of Mount Hermon.
就是在, 赫尔曼,
Now, Mount Hermon is the tallest mountain of that region. And for the most part of the year, it's actually snow covered. So, Caesarea Philippi is just at the foot of Mount Hermon. So, and what's the story of Caesarea Philippi? Was that in history, there was a huge earthquake in this place. And because of that earthquake, the rock was cleft.
因为这个地震呢,
and because in that region, there are many natural springs. And because of that earthquake,
因为那个地震,
and that rock was cleft,
这个磐石就裂缝,
the water came forth from that cave, or that cleft rock.
这个水呢就从那个裂缝中流出。
And the snow on Mount Hermon,
这些在, 黑门山上的这些雪,
as the weather becomes warmer,
当天气变暖的时候,
the snow starts to melt,
这些雪就会融化,
and then fills the springs.
就会把这些泉水都填满。
And because this rock was cleft,
因为岩石有裂缝,
the spring water then flowed forth from this rock. And as you may or may not know, Mount Hermon is in the north of Israel. And this Caesarea Philippi, which is at the foot of Mount Hermon, because of this earthquake, and the water flowed forth, and this water actually becomes the riverhead of the River Jordan.
这个水就是约旦河的起头。
And if you know Israel,
若是你知道,
or the geography of Israel,
若是你知道以色列或者以色列的地理的话,
it's a very long piece of land.
是非常长的一条。
And if you look, there is a river that runs from north to south.
你看到有从北到南有一条河。
And that's the River Jordan.
这就是约旦河。
And you read in the Bible about the Sea of Galilee,
当我们在圣经中提到, 提到这个加利利海的时候,
it's nothing but that River Jordan flowing to a point where there is a place that's called the Sea of Galilee.
这就实际上那个加利利海也是约旦河到了一个地方就分出成为加利利海。
And that became a place where many people made their living, even including Peter and John.
那个地方就是很多人以这个海为生的,包括彼得和约翰。
This is where John and Peter fished.
这就是约翰和彼得所打鱼的地方。
And then this river goes all the way south.
All the way to the Dead Sea. So you see that this water that's coming forth from Mount Hermon, through this cleft rock, flow forth south, and has become the lifeline of Israel. The whole land depends on the water from the River Jordan. For its sustenance.
很多的生物都在这里.
So here is a wonderful picture. And what does it tell us?
这是告诉我们什么呢?
I'm sure you probably know by now what this refers to.
我相信你肯定知道这到底是什么.
There's a portion in the scriptures in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 17.
在, 旧约中, 出埃及记中, 17章,
Exodus chapter 17,
出埃及记17章,
verse 3, but the people thirsted there for water, and they grumbled against Moses and said, why now have you brought us from Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?
17章第三节,百姓在那里甚渴,要喝水,就像摩西发怨言,说,你为什么将我们从埃及领出来,使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都渴死呢?
So Moses cried out to the Lord, what shall I do to this people? A little more and they will stone me.
摩西就呼, 求耶和华说,
behold, verse 6, behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it that the people may drink.
第六节,
so in the Old Testament, you see the story of how the Lord fed gave water to the people of Israel. And how Moses used a staff to strike the rock and then water flowed forth.
看到摩西如何用, 这个杖来击打磐石,
and provided for the people of Israel. So the story here is a picture of our Lord Himself. Our Lord is that rock of ages.
主是我们的,
and because of your sin and my sin,
因为我们的罪,
on the cross,
在十字架上,
he was made sin.
他成为罪,
because of that, our Heavenly Father struck him.
因为因此的缘故,
and as he died,
在他死的时候,
remember in John chapter 19,
在约翰福音19章,
the Bible tells us that when the Lord had already died,
那个时候, 主耶稣已经, 受死,
a spear went to the side of the Lord. The soldier pierced the side of the Lord. And John tells us, out of his side flow forth water and blood.
约翰就讲到,
blood speaks about forgiveness of sins.
血就讲到, 赎我们的罪,
the work of redemption.
是,
but water speaks forth of life, speaks forth of provision.
水就讲到, 主的生命的供应.
So the picture we see is our Lord being struck on the cross.
那个图画就是讲到主在,
and out of his side flows forth water and blood. So do you see the picture?
你们看到这个图画了吗?
So because our Lord was cleft,
因为我们的主,
he was able to provide forgiveness of sins.
他在他的裂开的地方就给我们,
because of the blood, our Heavenly Father has passed over us.
因为, 血的缘故, 父神就, 掩面不看我们的罪.
And because he was struck, out of his side flowed for water.
因为在他的肋旁流出水来.
So this is the picture.
这是图画.
So do you remember when the Lord said, I have to leave you to the disciples.
你记得主曾经对门徒说我要离开你.
If I do not leave you, the helper cannot be sent.
若是我不离开你,
so do you remember what happened after the Lord ascended?
你记得当主升天以后发生什么事情？
Soon after our Lord ascended.
主一升天以后。
On the day of Pentecost.
在这个五旬节的时候。
The Holy Spirit was sent.
这个圣灵就降下。
And he was poured forth among the Lord's people.
这个圣灵就降在神的儿女当中。
So that day, 120 individuals became 120 members of the body of Christ.
那天120个个人就成为主耶稣基督身体的120个肢体。
So the picture that you see is this.
这个图画说的是这样。
Just like Mount Hermon.
像这个黑门山一样。
And the water coming forth from Mount Hermon.
这个水是从黑门山流出。
Coming down.
从上到下。
Just like the picture of Aaron and how the oil was poured upon his head.
正像高油浇在亚伦的头上。
And then flow to his head and then to his garment.
从他的头上就流了他的衣服。
All the way to the hem of his garment.
一直到他的手这个衣袖。
So on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候，
our Lord was ascended into heaven.
我们的主是从到天上。
And God was willing to send forth His Spirit.
主就从那里降下他的圣灵。
It was poured forth.
是从上到下降下。
And then the 120 became 120 members in the body of Christ.
120个个人就成为基督身体的120个。
On the one hand, you saw the power of the Spirit.
你一方面看到这个圣灵的能力。
But you also saw how life was poured out.
你也看到这个生命怎么浇灌下来。
And soon after, because of that life, because of that power,
不久接因为这个生命的缘
故。You saw how the 120 became 3,120 soon after.
你看到不久以后就这个120就变成了3,120。
So it's just like that water upon Mount Hermon.
你就看到这个黑门山的水流下来一样。
Poured down.
是从上到下。
Because of that cleft rock.
因为在岩石上的这个裂缝。
That water extended to the whole land of Israel.
这个水呢就进到整个的以色列。
Became the lifeline of Israel.
成为以色列生命之泉。
The same way.
同样的
The Holy Spirit was sent forth.
就圣灵也是从上到下。
And life abundant was given.
丰盛的生命借着圣灵降
下。And you saw the church was born.
教会就诞生。
And then it continued to grow.
而且继续的成长。
And then the water continued to reach to the ends of the earth.
这些水就到世界各地。
Just like that water reached to the whole land of Israel.
就像那个黑门山的水到以色列全地。
So here is a wonderful picture.
这是个非常美丽的图画。
Of how our Lord's finished work on the cross.
如何主在十字架所完成的救赎。
Became our provision.
成为我们的供应。
Now not only that.
不止如此。
There is a portion of the scriptures in Psalm 42.
在诗篇的42篇也讲到。
That explains this a little further.
这里讲到更具体一点。
In Psalm 42,
在诗篇第42篇。
We all probably know this chorus very well and this song very well.
我们知道这有一个诗是非常有名的。
Psalm 42 verse 1.
第42篇的第一节。
It says, "As a deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God."
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Verse 6. O my God, my soul is in despair within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of the Jordan and the peaks of Hermon from Mount Mizar.
第六节，我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷，所以我从约旦地，从黑门岭，从米撒山纪念你。
Deep calls to deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。你的波浪洪涛漫过我身。
So you here see the picture of a deer.
你在这里看到有一个像鹿的这样的图画。
Here's a reference to Jordan and to Mount Hermon.
这里也讲到约旦，也讲到黑门岭。
It speaks of how the deer longs for the water of the River Jordan.
我们看到这里讲到这个鹿切慕约旦河的河水。
In a very hot day,
在一个非常热的天，
he can have provision for him because it's very hot. If you've ever been to Israel during the summertime,
在夏天你要到, 以色列地的时候,
the theme you cherish the most is a bottle of cold water.
我们最喜欢得到的就是一瓶的这个凉水,
because it's so hot.
那里非常的热,
so, same thing with the deer. They long for the water of the river brook.
同样的这个鹿就特别的切慕约旦河的水。
But the deer not only longs for the water to drink,
这些鹿不仅是渴慕用喝到这些水,
but verse 7, it tells us about something else.
在第七节讲到另外的事情。
It says, deep calls the deep at the sound of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
他讲到你的瀑布发声，深渊就与深渊响应。
The deer not only longs to drink the water,
这些鹿不仅愿意喝到水,
but it longs for that water to cover him.
而且他渴慕这些水能够漫过他,
so it can be engrossed in the water.
他可以被水所吞灭。
The reason for this is because when the enemy comes,
因为原因是当有仇敌来的时候,
if the deer is able to engross himself in the water,
若是这个鹿在水中完全浸没,
it will cover the scent that he gives forth.
这个鹿的味道就会被水吞没,
so then he is also protected.
他就会被,
so you here see the picture of a deer that's drinking the water, but the water is also covering him.
这水呢,
so what's the New Testament explanation of this?
这在新约中的解释是什么?
And we'll turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13.
第十三节,
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
我们不拘是犹太人,是希腊人,是为奴的,是自主的, 都从一位圣灵受洗, 成了一个身体, 饮一位圣灵。
So do you see the picture here?
你们有没有看到这个图画?
On the one hand, the water is poured forth upon the body.
我们看到一方面圣灵在降到这个身体上。
Just like the water breakers goes over me for the deer.
就像在鹿的情况,这些水呢就降到。
Because the water is so abundant.
因为水特别多的缘故。
But not only that,
不仅如此,
we were also made to drink of that one Spirit.
我们也借着这个水能够喝到。
So you see the picture?
看到这个图画吗?
So the Spirit is poured out. So in the Bible, it talks about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
是在外面, 从上降下,
but it also speaks about drinking of the Spirit.
也讲到饮于一位圣灵,
in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
是讲到在圣灵里面, 在我们里面,
so remember the Lord said, Abide in me and I in you.
因为想到主曾经讲到, 你住在我的里面, 我住在你里面。
That's a wonderful picture.
这是一个非常美丽的图画。
Just like every day you may not think about it,
你每天这样想的时候,
but we are actually abiding in the atmosphere.
我们也是在这个大气中存留。
Yet we breathe the air into us.
但是我们也把气吸入我们的内,
it's the same picture.
是同样的一个, ,图画。
So if we now put it all together,
我们要是把这个都放在一起,
just like the water from Mount Hermon came forth through the rock, cleft rock, into the river Jordan,
就像黑门山的水借着磐石的裂洞来到约旦河,
how that water was for the deer,
如何这个河水冲溢,
so for us, believers,
对我们来说,
on the day of Pentecost,
在五旬节的时候,
the life was poured forth,
这个生命就降下,
and just like that water of the river Jordan, that life has reached forth.
就像这个约旦河的水流到以色列地,这个生命也大大的,
so that life has come to us.
这个生命就到了我们当中.
So there's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
是这讲到圣灵的外面的浇灌.
But there's also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
也有我们内里面圣灵在我们里面内住.
So here is the picture.
这是个图画。
But this is just the background.
这只是一个背景。
that I wanted to share before I share the main topic for today. So with this picture, it will help us understand what I want to share.
这个图画会帮助我们下面的主题。
So we read earlier in Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 24.
我们读到在箴言的30章24节。
It says, four things are small on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise.
他讲到在这个地上有四样的小物。
So the Shephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks.
他们甚聪明,沙番是软弱之类,却在磐石中造房。
So, who are these little creatures?
这些四样小物是什么呢?
And who are the Shephanim?
沙番到底是什么?
You know, oftentimes we read the Bible, and we come upon certain difficult names, and we tend to just ignore them, or not to pay too much attention on them. But the Word of God is so amazing. There may be things that are hidden, and then one day the Lord opens it up to us. But here the Lord gives us a nugget to say, you know, pay attention to this. He says, four things are extremely small, but they are exceedingly wise. The Shephanim are not mighty people, yet they make their houses in the rocks.
沙番是软弱之类,却在磐石中造房。So
what is the Shephanim?
什么是沙番呢?
Shephanim is nothing but the modern day rock hyrax.
实际上这个沙番就是现在在这个岩石中的一种老鼠。差不多,对。So,
and who are the rock hyrax?
这个岩石中的老鼠是什么?
They're very small animals.
是很小的动物。
They're truly very small.
是非常非常小。
They are about 4 kilograms.
大概有4公斤的样子。
Actually, why don't I show you some slides before I continue?
我会给你看一下这个图片。
Show the PowerPoint first. Okay. So let's go back. Yeah. Okay. Go back. No. Mount Hermon. First slide. Yeah. This one. I don't think it's coming very clear. Can you see the mountain?
You may看到山.
I think it's a little washed out, but it's supposed to show a snow-covered mountain.
这应该可以看到雪所覆盖的山.
I don't think it's coming through. But anyway, there's a mountain there and it's snow covered.
这里有一个山呢,山上有雪。
Okay, that's Mount Hermon.
这就是黑门山。
Next slide. This is the Jordan River that I talked about.
这是约旦河。
Okay, next slide. This is a map of Israel.
这是以色列的地图。
So if you see, there's two main bodies of water. One on the south, that's the Dead Sea.
这有两个水体。 第一个在南边的是黑死海。
If you go about 3/4 of the way up, you've seen another body of water.
在走三分之一的话呢,就是有一个水体。
That's the Sea of Galilee.
这是加利利海。
If you go further north,
再往北去,
you'll find Mount Hermon.
就有黑门山。
And then there at the foot of Mount Hermon, you find Caesarea Philippi.
在这个地方就会找到我们刚才提到的地名。
So from Caesarea Philippi, the water flows south all the way to the Sea of Galilee, through the River Jordan to the Dead Sea.
就从上面的源头就借着这个约旦河就来到加利利海，最后到死海。
So remember when the Bible speaks about from Dan to Beersheba?
在圣经中特别讲到从但到别十八。
That's about the distance that we're talking about.
这个整个的这个距离就差不多。
Okay, so that's the land of Israel.
这是以色列地。
Okay, next. Now, this is the Sea of Galilee.
这是加利利海。
It's very big.
是非常大。
As you can see, you can have boats in there and you can fish.
你可以有船可以钓鱼。
Next, another picture, Sea of Galilee.
这是另一个加利利海的图片。
You can see it's very green around it.
是非常的绿的周围。
And then all provided by that water.
都是因为这个海的缘故。
Okay, next. So here is the Sea of Galilee. Here's a replica of Peter and John's fishing boats.
这里是一个加利利海的一个仿照彼得和约翰当时情形的一个。
So you get a perspective of the size of the Sea of Galilee.
你可以看到这个海实在是很大。
The abundance of the water.
水是非常的丰富。
Next. This is a picture of the Dead Sea.
这是死海的一个图片。
And the reason the Dead Sea is dead. It's called the Dead Sea because there's nothing living in it.
因为它叫死海，是因为里面没有生物。Because
water can only flow into it and not out of it.
因为生命呢，只能水只能进来，不能流出。Because
it's actually the lowest point on earth.
因为那是最低的地方。And
because of that, the salt content is very high.
因为那个缘故，里面有很高的盐分。So
the fish can't survive.
这些鱼都没有办法生存。And
if you remember, remember Lot's wife?
你记得罗德的妻子?
And she became a pillar of salt.
她就变成了个盐柱。
Because there's a lot of salt in this area, and it was exactly in this area.
因为那个地方盐特别多, 她就变成了盐柱。
And for those that know or chemistry, if there's a lot of salt in the water, it actually becomes very buoyant.
要是你懂化学的话，你知道水里面有很多的盐分的话，就能够浮起一些东西来。
Okay, next picture. So you see, there's a person reading the newspaper in the Dead Sea.
你看到这里就是在死海呢，有人可以浮在上面读newspaper.
Another picture. Here's another person in the Dead Sea.
另一个人在死海上浮着。Okay,
next picture. Okay, so this is a picture of Caesarea Philippi.
这就是腓立比,
盖萨利亚腓立比。 And you see the huge rock.
这有很大的岩石。
And you can see there's a big hole there.
那里有一个洞。
And this is where the rock was cleft.
这就是岩石的裂缝。
Next picture. And if you see the hole in the background and the water coming forth from it,
你可以看到这个在背景上有一个岩洞，那里有水流出。
This should remind you of Exodus 17, where Moses struck the rock and water came forth.
这是我们想到出埃及记的17章，摩西击打磐石。
And John 19, where it says that the soldier pierced his side, and immediately blood and water came forth.
约翰19章也讲到钉钉扎主耶稣的肋旁，流出水一血。
Okay, the next picture. And here's the River Jordan.
这是约旦河。
Here is Psalm 42, where the deer is drinking from the water.
这里就讲到诗篇的42篇，由鹿来溪水中喝水。
Beautiful still picture of a quiet environment.
这是一个非常安静的安适的环境。
And the next picture. Now here you see portion of the scriptures where it talks about. It's actually Psalm, that should be Psalm 42, verse 7, which talks about the breakers and your waves have rolled over me.
这里是诗篇第42篇第七节讲到这个鹿呢，水可以漫过它的身子。
You see this deer is almost swimming in the water.
你看到这个鹿呢，是在水中游泳。
And how the water can cover him to protect him from the enemy.
水可以来漫过他的身子，可以来保护他。
So in 1 Corinthians, we are reminded that we were all baptized into one body.
在哥林多前书也讲到，我们都受浸于一个圣灵。
But the previous picture and this picture reminds us that we were all made to drink from one spirit.
也让我们提醒我们，我们可以同饮于一位圣灵。
So, next picture. Okay. So with that as a background, we come to the Shephanim or the Rock Hyrax. And we said, the Bible says they're not mighty people.
这是软弱之类。
They make their houses in the rocks.
但是他却在岩石中造房子。
So they're very small, but they're very wise according to the Bible.
他们非常小，但是非常有智慧。
They're only about 15 to 30 inches big.
它有15到13-15英尺这么长。
And they're normally 5 to 9 pounds.
有5到9个, 磅。
5 to 9 pounds is just about the size of a newborn baby.
像一个刚出生的婴孩。
And if you've held a newborn baby, they're pretty small.
刚出生的婴孩呢, 是很小的。
And not very mighty, of course.
当然不是很有, 力量。
So their lifespan is generally about 12 years.
他们的这个一生呢, 大概有12年。
And then they spend 95% of their time resting.
95%的时间呢, 是在休息。
And most of the time resting, they spend in the sun.
他们常常愿意在, 太阳地里休息。
So they sunbathe all day.
他们每天都晒太阳。
And that's most of their life.
这是他们的大部分的时间。
Maybe many of us are envious of their life.
我们常常, 也可能很羡慕这样晒太阳的时间。
But the reason why they have to sunbathe so much in the, during the day,
这原因在他要在太阳底下晒的原因是什么?
Because naturally, they don't regulate their body temperature very well.
因为他们, 天然的, 不擅长调节他们的体温。
So they need to rely on the sun to help them regulate their body temperature.
所以他需要, 借着太阳来调整体温。
But also, they cannot be in the sun for too long.
他也不能, 在这个太阳中太久。
Or they will overheat.
他们就会太热。
And then they'll die.
就会死掉。
So that's why the other feature that they have,
它有这就是为什么它有另一方面,
and that's why the Bible says they make their houses in the rocks.
这就是圣经才讲的, 在这个岩石中造穴,
they need another option to cool themselves down.
它要需要有另一个的选择, 可以那么使自己能够降下温度,
and that's why they need to hide in the crevice of the rocks for to cool themselves down.
他们就需要藏在岩石的洞穴中能够把自己降下温来。
And the other special feature about the rock hyrax,
另一个的这个动物的特点,
is they like to huddle up with each other.
他们愿意彼此的来拥在一起,
because then they can keep each other warm.
他们可以彼此的能够保暖。
So this is the rock hyrax.
这就是那个, 沙帆。
Next slide. Okay, the other special feature of the rock hyrax,
另一个的这个沙帆的特点,
you can tell from this picture that they're actually dwelling in the rocks, right?
你可以看到这些沙帆是住在的岩石之间。
They always live in colonies of around 50 rock hyraxes.
他们几乎长时在一起,50只在一起生活。
And they like to live close to each other.
他们生活愿意在一起生活。
So, and as they look for food,
当他们找食物的时候,
they usually don't go more than 50 meters beyond where they live.
他们常常不会离开家50米以外。
The other interesting thing about the rock hyrax,
另一件对于沙帆特别有意思的,
they have what are called sentries.
这就是守望的。守望的。
Yeah. So what these sentries do,
这些守望的,
they actually take up higher ground.
他们会到更高的这个岩石区。
And what they do is they watch out for enemies.
他们会在那里观察有没有敌人来。
On behalf of the group of rock hyrax.
代表着这些其他的这50只。
And because of this,
因为这样的缘故,
even though they're small,
因为它非常小,
they're able to survive partly because of these sentries that watch out for them.
原因呢, 是就因为它有些守望的, 所以他们可以生存下来。
If the enemy comes, they will call out to the other rock hyraxes.
若是他们的敌人来的时候, 他们就会, 呼叫其他的人。
The other thing about them is that they like to live in high cliffs.
另一件事情它就是他们, 特别喜欢在高的岩, 岩石上居住。
And the other interesting thing about them is they don't have very dexterous hands or legs. They don't have very...
就是另一个就是他的手和脚呢都不是非常灵活。
And because of this, the way they build their homes,
因为这样的，所以他在建他的房子的时候,
they find existing crevices in the rocks.
他就会发现那些岩石中原来有的穴位。
They just clean it up a little bit and dwell there.
他们就是打扫一下就进去住了。
So they're very wise.
他非常的聪明。
And they usually pick pre-existing crevices and live there.
他常常是在已经有的洞穴中居住。
The other interesting thing about them is that they're very noisy.
另一件事情是非常的有很多的发很多噪音。
And they actually have over 20 different voice signals.
它有30多种的不同的声音可以发出。
Ranging from the high trill, which is a high scream if there's danger.
就是可以发很高的声，就当遇到危险的时候。
And there are other noises that they make.
还有很多其他不同的声音可以发出。
It's so special that scientists have called their call the rock hyrax song.
这非常的，因为非常特别，所以很多科学家呢就叫这些呢是这个沙帆所发出的不同的声音。
Almost like they're singing.
就像他们在唱歌一样。
And what they love to do is that they love to call out to each other.
他们非常喜欢彼此的呼叫。
As if they're singing to each other.
好像他们彼此唱歌一样。
And they love to do everything together. They even eat together.
他们愿意在一起做事情，而且一起吃饭。
And when they eat,
当他们吃的时候,
they make a circle.
他们就会围一个圈儿。
But all of them face outward.
他们都会把脸朝向外面。
And because they're very watchful little animals.
因为它是非常警觉的小动物。
So as they eat, they're still watching for the enemy.
其实他们吃的时候，他们也在看有没有仇敌。
That actually reminds me of the story of found in Nehemiah.
这就使我想起在尼希米书中讲的故事。
As the people of Israel, they were building the wall.
当以色列人在建城墙的时候。
On the one hand, they were building the wall.
一方面他是在建城墙。
On the other hand, they had a weapon to protect themselves.
另一方面他还拿着一个武器在手中。
Anyway, just a hint of where we're going with this.
这是给我们一点的启示。
And because of their living style,
因为他们这样的生活方式,
because they live in groups,
因为他们住在一起群居,
because they live in very rocky terrain,
因为他是在非常多岩石的地方,
and they dwell in high places,
是他在悬崖当中,
and they have these sentries that watch out for them,
而且他有守望的,
and they hide in the crevices,
他们也藏在这个岩石的穴中,
and they're watchful as they eat,
他们吃的时候也非常警觉,
very interesting phenomena,
非常有趣的现象,
even though they're really small,
因为他们虽然他们非常小,
they're rarely hunted by predators.
他们很少被这些大的动物所捕捉,
not that the predators don't want to hunt them,
不是那些大动物呢不想吃它们,
but because of the little system that they've got going,
因为他们这个系统,
they're protected from the predators.
他们可以使那些大动物没办法吃到它们。
So that's why the Bible says they're small,
这就是为什么圣经讲它们很小,
but they're extremely wise.
它确实非常聪明。
Other comparable animals would not be able to survive.
类似的这种动物呢不可能生存在那里。
But because of this little system,
因为它有这样的一个系统,
they're able to survive and thrive.
他们不仅能够生存，而且能够蓬勃成长。
Especially in Israel.
在以色列地特别是这样。
Okay, next slide. Okay, where are they found?
在哪里可以发现这些动物呢?
Mostly in Africa.
是在非洲,
but also in the land of Israel.
也在以色列地。
Next. Okay, they're actually a distant relative of the elephant.
他们实际上是和大象呢是近亲。
And scientists have reasons to believe that.
是这个科学家这样认为是远亲。
They have these two incisors.
它有两个虎牙。
And then this actually also helps protect them.
这两个虎牙也帮助他们。
But this is where they say it's related to the husks of the elephants.
科学家说这两个虎牙就像这个大象的两个大牙一样。
Okay, next. Then they have these rubbery feet.
他们也有这个，他这个脚呢是有点像香蕉一样。
And because of these rubbery feet, they can run around on the cliffs.
因为他这个脚呢是非常软，所以他可以在岩石上蹦来蹦去。
That's why it actually helps them escape from the enemy.
他可以呢躲避这些敌人。
These are almost like Nike Airs.
像好像是那个名牌鞋一样。
That has the little air bubbles in it.
它有那个一些的空气的。
So they can run around and protect themselves.
它可以缓冲，可以在岩石上跑动。
So it's another special feature. Next.
另一个。
Okay. They love basking in the sun, I already said.
所以它，刚才我们提到，它愿意在晒太阳。
So they spend most of their day like this.
And the
next, they also live in colonies and crevices.
他就在这个岩石穴里面是群居在一起。
So they huddle each other to keep each other warm.
他们彼此的来拥抱, 可以能够保暖。
And they hide in the crevices.
他们都在这个岩石穴中,
Next, another living in colonies and crevices.
又是一个图片,
Next, another picture of them hiding in crevices.
又在这个岩石的缝里面躲藏。
Next, another picture of them abiding or hiding in the rock.
另一个图画, 他在这个穴中躲藏。
And then the next picture, this is Caesarea Philippi.
这就是腓立比, Gaisaria。
So if you look at the previous picture and this picture, they're very similar.
这个图片和上一个图片非常像。
I think there's one more, right? Or is that it? That's it. Okay. So what are the lessons learned that we can learn from the rock hyrax?
我们可以从这些沙帆学到什么功课呢?
So the Bible says they're very small, but they're very wise.
这个圣经说呢, 它是非常小的, 但是却甚聪明。
There are many spiritual lessons that we can learn from them.
在属灵上我们可以学到很多功课。
First is they love to dwell in high places in the cliffs.
第一点就是他们愿意在这个悬崖峭壁高处居住。
In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6, it says that He has raised us with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
在以弗所书二章第六节，他是讲到呢，他是让我们能够和他一同在住在高处。So
we are to remember that we are to abide in the high place.
我们应该记得，我们应该和主一同坐在天上。
I always remember a story.
我常常想到一个故事。
Where I believe it was Spurgeon.
I could be
wrong.
也可能不对,
but I believe that someone came to his study.
我记得有人来到他的这个书房里,
and then they saw on the little on the bookcase.
他们看到的这个书架旁边,
there's a plaque that said, "Look down."
他就看到有一个的牌子底下写的向下看。
And of course the first thought for the person seeing that plaque would be to look down.
每个人看了后呢就会往下看。
But then you probably wouldn't see anything when you look down.
当你看的时候呢你就不一定能看到什么东西。
But as this brother asked, I think it was Spurgeon, said, "Why do you have this plaque?"
有弟兄就问你为什么要这样写呢？
It said, "Because we are to remember that we're seated with Christ in the heavenly places."
因为我们应该是在天上和主一同做主。
That therefore we need to look down.
所以我们一同坐在天上就要往下看。
Oftentimes, as we take our own perspective of things,
常常我们从我们自己的角度看的时候，
we get very stressed. Whether it's our work situation or our family situation, we look at it from our perspective on earth, it becomes very confusing. But we are to remember we are been raised with Christ and we're seated with Him in the heavenly places. If you imagine the picture that you see from the space shuttle,
你要是看到从这个宇宙飞船上往下看的话，
and you look up down upon the earth,
你看地球的时候，
it's a very different perspective than if you're looking at it from down here.
就非常那个图画就非常不同和你从地上看。
So we are to look at things from His perspective.
我们应该从神的角度来看。
So we are to learn from the Shephanim.
我们可以从这个沙帆学到功课。
The other thing is that they learn to rely on one another.
他们第一个事情就是他们彼此能够来照耀。
They keep each other warm.
他们可以使彼此能够保暖。
They keep each other safe.
彼此能够保护。
So we are also to look out for one another.
我们也应该彼此照料。
We need to encourage one another and build up one another. And 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build up one another, just also as you are doing."
我们也应该彼此的勉励，彼此的建造啊，像在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲的，我们应该呢来彼此建造，彼此勉励。
And then the other thing that we ought to learn from the rock hyrax is they have the reliance on the sun.
我们也需要学从沙帆学到一功课，就是来仰望这个。
The sun becomes their provision.
太阳就成为他们的供应.
The sun becomes their light.
太阳成为他们的光.
So in John 8, verse 12, it says,
在约翰福音第八章第十二节说,
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
耶稣说, 我是世界的光.
He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life.
那些跟从我的不在黑暗中走, 而是有生命的光.
In Psalm 119, 105, it says, Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
在诗篇119篇105节说, 你的话是我脚前的灯路上的光。
So another lesson to be learned.
这是我们学的另一个功课。
And then it talks also about that they have sentries in the sentries among them.
另一点就他们有守望的。
So remember in Acts chapter 20 verse
28. 在这个使徒行传20章28节,
it says, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers." To shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这就是讲到我们要自己并且为着全群来谨守，使得这个圣灵呢可以，使我们能够在这个做监督的时候呢，能够为神的教会呢牧养神的教会。
So the Lord has provided in His church overseers.
在神呢就为教会来设立监督
or elders
或者是长老
or bishops
或者是
to watch over his people.
可以来监督整个的教会.
So we have some elders in our midst that will help us to move forward.
长老也来帮助我们来往前走.
Help us warn of dangers.
然后使我们能够知道某些的危险.
If we're walking incorrectly, they will help correct us.
当我们走在不对的地方的时候, 这些长老监督可以帮助我们矫正。
So thank the Lord for giving us these elders or fathers.
我们感谢主赐给我们这些监督这些执事。
Simply speaking, these are those that are more mature in the Lord.
这些呢，讲到的就是在主里面比较成熟的。
So John speaks about them as fathers.
约翰呢是提到他们是这些父老。
To help us move forward.
让我们帮助我们往前行。
So this way we are also protected.
这样呢我们也能保守。
So we also learn about fellowship.
我们也讲到有这个交通。
We say that the rockers they like to call out to each other.
这些沙番呢愿意彼此的交流。
It says, therefore, if there's any encouragement, Philippians 2:1, if there's any encouragement in Christ, if there's any consolation of love, if there's any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion.
这里在腓立比书第二章第一节说，因此你要是若是有在基督里面有什么劝勉，在爱心中有什么勉励，我们就应该有同样的这样的灵来彼此的来交结。
And then in 1 John 1:3, it says, that you too may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
在约翰一书第三章第一节第三节，这里讲到我们将所看见所听见的传给你们，是你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。Yeah.
And then Ephesians 5:19, speaking to one another and making melody.
在以弗所书第五章十九节说是我们彼此要 用灵歌颂词彼此对说。So
again, sing to one another.
另一个就是我们彼此有交结。And
the other special feature about the shepherd is they were alert. There was always alert.
另一点就是我们要需要警醒。So
maybe we should turn there. 1 Thessalonians 5.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
1 Thessalonians 5:2. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night.
Well,
While they are saying peace and safety, the destruction will come upon them suddenly, like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief.
弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。
So verse 6, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
第六节，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。
Okay, and then finally,
最后,
I think the most special feature of the Shephanim
在沙番一个特别的特点,
is that they make their homes in the rocks.
就是在他们在岩石中造房。
They make the rock as their protection,
他们使岩石成为他们的保护,
as their shelter,
作为他们的这个避难所,
and as their way of survival.
使他们可以逃脱。
So, in Psalm 18, verse 2, we're very familiar, it says, The Lord is my rock and my refuge, my fortress and my deliverer.
在诗篇十九篇讲到，神是我们的磐石，是我们的山寨，是我们的避难所。
And then the Lord himself says in John chapter 15, Abide in me.
主自己也在约翰福音十五章说，要住在我的里面。
For apart from me, you can do nothing.
因为离了我，你们不能行什么。
So, remember that cleft rock in Caesarea Philippi.
所以我们要记住在这个该萨利亚腓立比的这个岩石。
This rock was cleft for you and I.
这个岩石就为我们裂开。
Because of his wonderful love for us.
因为他对我们奇妙的爱。
So why not abide in him?
为什么我们不住在他的里面?
So if you think about the whole picture of the Shephanim,
我们想到这个沙番的整个的图画,
it speaks about our Christian life.
是讲到我们基督徒的生活。
It speaks about our life individually.
是我们讲到我们个人的基督徒生活。
How we are to abide in Christ.
我们应该如何住在基督的里面。
How we are to have fellowship with one another.
如何和彼此有交接。
Individually, we're small and weak.
我们个人的非常小也非常的弱。
But we need to rely on one another.
但是我们应该彼此的来建立。
To keep each other warm.
能够彼此的保暖。
To warn each other of danger.
来彼此来警告有些危险的事情。
And the Lord has provided these sentries watching over us.
主也给我们一些的守望的人来帮助我们。
And then he also shows us what is it the Lord said, upon this rock I will build my church.
主说呢,在这个磐石上我要建立我的教会。
We often think we can build the church with our own hands.
我们常常想我们可以用自己的手来建教会。
But as learned from the Shephanim, their hands are not very dexterous.
但是我们从沙番的里面学到的功课就是他们的手并不灵巧。
The house is built for them.
那个房子是已经为他预备。Reminds
us that the Lord is the one that's building his church.
我们知道呢，这就告诉我们是主来建他自己的教会。And
the other thing is, even though the rock hierarchs or the Shephanim are not clean animals,
我们知道虽然沙番不是这个洁净的动物,
but by the mercy of God,
但是因为主的怜悯,
they are able to dwell in the high places.
但是他们却可能住在高处。
We are able to abide in Christ.
我们也可以与基督一同坐在天上。
We have such a wonderful place even though we are unclean.
虽然我们不洁净，但是我们却有一个在基督里呢特别美丽的地方。
We are to sing to one another using songs and hymns and spiritual songs.
我们可以用诗歌、圣词、灵歌彼此对唱。
And encourage one another.
我们可以彼此勉励。
And individually, we're very weak.
我们个人都是软弱的。
But as we come together,
但是当我们一同来到一起的时候,
as we abide in him,
当我们一起住在基督的里面,
allow him to build his church,
让他能够在我们当中建他的教会,
we are able to survive and to thrive.
我们不仅能够来生存, 我们也可以来一同的成长。
There was an experiment that scientists did a few years back.
几年之前呢, 有科学家做这样的试验。
In a part of Kenya,
在肯尼亚那一块,
there were rock hierarchs,
那里有很多高的岩石,
but they became extinct.
但是那里非常的遥远,
they became extinct. Okay. So what the scientists tried to do was to try to reintroduce the rock hyrax into that place.
这些科学家就想把这些沙帆呢继续引入到这个地方。
And then they took some that they raised themselves, about 15 of them that they raised themselves.
他们就养了15只这样的动物。
And then they took also some from that they caught from the wild.
他们也拿到一些从这个野生捕捉来的。
So they put about 30 rock hyraxes in Kenya.
他们就把这30个这个沙帆呢放在这肯尼亚。
Hoping that they wanted to reintroduce the species to that area.
希望他们能够把这个绝种的这个动物呢可以从那边继续的生活。
But unfortunately, they soon all died out.
但是呢，很不久他们就都死掉了。So
the lesson that it taught scientists was this.
这个科学家所学的功课是
For the rock hyrax to survive,
这些沙帆要想生存,
they have to dwell in the environment that God had created.
他必须住在上帝神所创造的这个环境。
In the rocks,
在岩石里面,
in groups,
在成群的。
In other words,
另一句话说,
on their own,
用他自己,
they cannot survive.
他没有办法来生存。
So in the New Testament, we read in many places,
在新约中有很多地方提到,
to say, do not stop assembling with each other.
就是不要不可停止聚会。
And if we do so,
若是我们这样做的时候,
we'll just be like those Shephanim in Kenya, they all died out.
我们就会像这些沙帆在肯尼亚都会死掉。
So for us to be able to thrive and survive,
像我们要能够生存并且成长,
we need to dwell in this environment.
我们必须呢住在神给我们预备的地方。
Before I conclude,
在我总结之前,
I had a final thought.
我有一点最后的一点,
the portion that we read about the Shephanim is found in Proverbs.
我们知道这个沙帆是在箴言中提到的。We
know that Proverbs speaks about wisdom.
我们知道呢，这个箴言就讲到智慧。The
question is, what is wisdom?
我们就问，智慧到底是什么？
Do you remember that Moses, in Psalm 90 had a statement?
你记得在摩西在诗篇第90篇他提到。
In verse 10 he said this. Let's read there.
第十节，诗篇90篇第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10, as for the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away.
我们一生的年日是70岁,若是强壮可到80岁,但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦,转眼成空,我们便如飞而去。
And verse 12,
在12节,
so teach us to number our days, that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子,好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So here we see a prayer of Moses.
我们看到这里就是摩西,神人摩西的祷告。
Basically he says life just goes by so quickly.
他就是讲到人的一生如此飞快而去。Soon
it is gone and flies away.
转眼成空,如飞而去。So
Moses had a prayer, teach us to number our days so we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
所以摩西的祷告就是说,指教我们怎样数算自己的日子,好叫我们得着智慧的心。
He had a desire that his days would count in the sight of God.
摩西就有这样的一个愿望,就是他的日子都是被神纪念的。Interesting
enough, in the Bible, if you look at the genealogies,
非常有趣的是在圣经中我们看这些家谱的时候,
if you compare the genealogy of Cain and that of Seth,
我们看到这些赛特和该隐的这样家谱,
if you read the genealogy of Cain, there's no reference to number of years.
在这个该隐的后代都不提到他们的年岁,
but only those that relate to the genealogy of Seth.
当我们读到赛特后裔的这些人的时候,
because that leads to Christ.
它有年代的记载,因为它这些都是要引入基督。
So we get a hint from the Old Testament that the days that count on the side of God are those that are related to Christ.
我们知道呢,在旧约中就给我们这样的一个启示,就是所有与基督有关系的日子才被纪念。
So Moses had a prayer, teach us to number our days, that we present to you a heart of wisdom.
摩西有这样的祷告,就说,指教我们怎样数算自己的日子,好叫我们得到智慧的心。
But if you just read this, as if you don't have an answer,
但是你要是只是读而没有什么答案,
it's not until you read in the New Testament,
只等到你读到新约,
in Ephesians chapter 5,
在以弗所书第五章,
that it gives us a hint of what does it mean to have to number our days.
就给我们一些提示, 什么叫做可以数算我们的日子?
That we may present a heart of wisdom.
可以得着智慧的心,
or live wisely.
可以能够非常有智慧的生活。
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15.
在以弗所书第五章,
it says, therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise.
15节, 你们要谨慎行事, 不要像愚昧人, 当像智慧人。
Making the most of your time because the days are evil.
要爱惜光阴, 因为现今的时代邪恶。
So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
不要做糊涂人, 要明白主的旨意如何。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
不要醉酒, 酒能使人放荡, 乃要被圣灵充满。
So as if Ephesians chapter 5 is explaining the prayer of Moses.
好像是以弗所书第五章来解释摩西的这个祷告。
In verse 16, when it says making most of your time because the days are evil.
第16节说要爱惜光阴因为现今的时代邪恶。
In the original, the making the most, the word is actually redeeming.
在这个原文中这个爱惜光阴呢是要赎回光阴。
Or buying with a price.
是要用钱买这个,
so you have to pay a price to redeem that time.
你要赎回光阴的话, 你要付上代价。
But then it goes on further.
不仅如此,
it said, don't be foolish.
不要做糊涂人,
but know what the will of the Lord is.
要明白主的旨意如何。
And then finally it says,
最后他这样讲,
do not get drunk with wine.
不要醉酒,
but be filled with the Spirit.
乃要被圣灵充满。
As if the Bible tells us, how do we redeem our time?
好像是这里就讲到我们如何赎回光阴。
How do we buy our time?
如何来买我们的时间?
It says here, be filled with the Spirit.
就是要被圣灵充满。
Do you remember the story of the 10 virgins?
你记得在有这个10个童女的故事。
When the bridegroom came, they had all fallen asleep.
当新郎来的时候,他们都睡着了。
5 of them had oil and 5 of them didn't have enough for them.
5个有油,5个灯中没有油。
And remember, the 5 that didn't have it came and asked those that had it and said, can you give me some of your oil?
我们记得有5个没有油的就到这有油的说,你可以借给我些油吗?
And they said, no, we wouldn't have enough for ourselves.
但是那些有油的就说,没有办法,不够我用的。
Said, go and buy some for yourself.
说你去买油。
The word buy there is the same word as here, redeem some for yourself.
那个地方说的买就是讲到这个爱惜，就是赎回光阴。
So when they went to buy, then the door closed, so they couldn't go in with the bridegroom.
当他们出去买的时候呢，这新郎就到了，门又关了，他们没有办法进来。
So here is a picture, when the Lord returns,
这就是一个图画，当主再来的时候。How
do you define wisdom?
你怎么来定义, 这个智慧?
It is those that have redeemed their time or have been able to count their days.
就是那些可以爱惜光阴, 可以使他的日子, 被数算的。
In other words, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
另一句话说就是被圣灵充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit, another word is to abide in Christ.
被圣灵充满就是讲到, 能够住在基督的里面。
When the Lord returns,
当, 主再来的时候,
He's going to see how much of Him do we have.
他会看我们每一个人里面有多少的基督。
How much have we been filled with the Holy Spirit?
有多少我们被圣灵充满。
This defines who is wise.
这就来定义我们哪一个是聪明智慧的。
This defines what is wisdom.
这就是智慧的定义。
So if you link it back to the story of the Shephanim,
当我们回到这个沙番的, 故事的时候,
and you link it back to the story of Caesarea Philippi and the cleft rock,
当我们, 再回到这个, 这个岩石的裂缝的时候,
who are the wise like the Shephanim?
有谁像这个, 沙番一样有聪明?
It is those that just like the deer, they drink of the Spirit, they drink of the life.
是那些像这个, 鹿一样, 来, 饮于圣灵,
and they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
能够被圣灵充满,
they draw from the rock.
可以从, 岩石中得帮助,
they abide in the rock.
可以在岩石中居住。
So the Shephanim, they were the ones that were dwelling in the rock.
这些沙番就是住在这个岩石中。
And that's why they were called wise.
就是, 这就是为什么他被称为有聪明。
So this is wisdom.
这就是智慧。
If we live our lives in the presence of God,
当我们在神的同在中居住的时候,
if we have oil in our vessels,
或者我们在我们的, 器皿中有油,
or in other words, be filled with the Holy Spirit,
或者是被圣灵充满,
do not be drunk with wine,
不要醉酒,
be sober and be alert,
非常的要非常警醒
，be filled with the Holy Spirit，
要被圣灵充满。
So if you link it all together，
我们把这一切都连在一起的时候
，we ought to be wise like the Shepherdman，
我们要像沙帆一样有智慧。
We ought to live our lives abiding in Him，
我们要住在基督的里面
，drawing from Him，
要从他得帮助
，drinking of Him，
可以饮于圣灵。
If we do this。
当我们这样做的时候
When the Lord returns,
当主再来的时候
we'll be like the five wise virgins.
我们就像那五个有智慧的从
We'll be able to join him in his feast.
我们可以 来到主的宴席
If we have oil.
我们有油的话
So like Paul said, let us not get drunk.
像保罗所说的我们不要醉酒
Let us not waste our time.
不要浪费光阴
There's so many things that can waste our time.
有很多事情可以浪费我们的光阴
But can we be like the Shepherdman to abide in the rock.
那我们能不能像沙帆一样能够在岩石中居住
To bask in the sun or bask in his light.
能够在他的光中能够成长
Sorry, it took up too much time.
用了更多的时间
But may the Lord speak to us.
愿主向我们讲话
Let us bow with his word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主我们谢谢你的话
Lord, we pray that you may speak through these words.
主我们祷告求你借着这话向我们讲话。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit continue to interpret and make your word real to us.
主愿你的圣灵向在我们解释来使得这些话成为真实。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。阿门。
Amen.